Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. If you're new, I am your host, Lily Wallace, 15-year-old entrepreneur, YouTuber, blogger, author, podcaster. You know the drill. If you are not new here, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in on this lovely Thursday, or whatever day you're listening to this. Thursday is the day that my podcasts always go live at 5 a.m. in the morning for your morning commute. So I post about that on social media. If you don't already, follow me on Instagram. It's just Lily Wallace, and you'll see a lovely picture of my face. And Twitter is the same. Pinterest is the same. Snapchat is the same. All of those, I'm public. You can see what I post. Yada, yada, yada. So, if you aren't familiar with my podcast, basically I have a set, chart or outline for the way that I do the podcast. And I just start out with my highs and lows, my top stories, and then we get into the topic of the week, which I like to do a little, debut of and kind of surprise y'all. So we just start with our highs and lows and we go on from there. So my high for this past week, actually my high and my low is kind of the same thing. My high and low are both, I did a ginger shot yesterday, like a ginger health shot at the health food store, very similar to Whole Foods, just on a different part of town than Whole Foods is on. And I just happened to be there yesterday, so I stopped in, got a smoothie, and I got a ginger shot. Okay, so I smelt it. I'd never done one of these health shots before. I smelt it. Absolutely disgusting. It smelled okay, but, you could tell it was going to taste nasty. Just excruciatingly nasty. It smelled like lemon, a little bit of, garlic, maybe? I'm not really sure. You could smell the ginger and whatnot, but it was supposed to help with, your digestive health and just, stomach issues and whatever, and boy did it, just wipe me out. You know that stuff you take when you, have a colonoscopy? I've never had one before, but I hear old people talk about it all the time. This would be such a good alternative if people don't want to drink that stuff, because literally, I've been doing that exact thing since I took the ginger shot. So that would be my high and my low, but also a super, 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 super big high is that I leave for Guatemala in 2 days. I'm so excited. I've waited for this for 9 months. It's been 9 months since I've been there, which is, I'm so excited. I cannot even explain it to you. There's a lot that has to be done between now and then. Tomorrow, I'm going to Target, gotta do my last minute errands and mom things, And then Friday, I need to clean my room. It is a disaster. The bathroom needs clean too. And then obviously I have to pack, but I probably won't do that till super late. And then I leave at 2:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. So we love that. We love that. Not. So anyway, it'll still be really fun. And I'm super excited to see the babies and just be back there and drink the coffee for sure. For sure. That is super important. I love their coffee. If you ever get a chance to go to Guatemala, drink some coffee. But we're just going to get right into the top stories. This segment might actually be a little shorter. This podcast episode might be a little shorter. Just because it is 9:30 on Wednesday. And yet again, I have procrastinated the podcast. I've just been super busy this week. I've had a lot going on. But we're already 4 minutes in. Almost 5 minutes in. And I think it'll still be 30-minute episode. But, anyway, so I'm just going to inform you on everything you need to know on the top stories. There aren't that many that, caught my eye, but Okay, so like in this scandal, if you listened last week, in this scandal with like Lori Loughlin's daughter Olivia Jade, and the USC like admissions scandal, also this says Dr. Dre deletes post about daughter's acceptance to USC. So I didn't really know he was involved. Like, I didn't really know the other people that were involved with this scandal. But apparently he's involved after $70 million donation resurfaces. Dude, you could give me $70 million and I would not tell a soul, I promise. I could even teach your daughter something. I mean, like, I don't know what I would teach her. Maybe how to, I don't know, do a podcast or something, but, yeah, I'd take $70 million. My dad would like this, so dad, if you're listening, Game of Thrones actress says she almost died from brain aneurysms. Crazy. Justin Bieber says he's taking a break from music, so, quote, that I don't fall apart, unquote. This says an old video of Cardi B resurfaced. I actually believe I saw this. It's a video of her buying something at a... Cardi B defends herself after video resurfaces of her saying she drugged and robbed men as a stripper. She was a stripper before, if y'all didn't know that. She was a stripper before she, like, became famous. But Cardi B on Tuesday. Also, if you don't know, I get all my news stories from NBC News. So, if it's not correct, don't hate on me. Go hate on NBC News. I did not come up with this myself. So, Cardi B on Tuesday defended herself against detractors after an Instagram video resurfaced that showed her recalling that she drugged and robbed men when she worked as their stripper. In the three-year-old video that was shared on social media over the weekend, Cardi, whose real name is Belcalis, I'm not really sure, was emotional when she explained the length she went to in order to make it into the music industry. Street and secure studio time. The rapper originally posted the video in response to someone who she did not deserve her success. She said she would drug and rob men who wanted to have sex with her during her time as a stripper in New York. This week, her admissions in the video inspired the hashtag Surviving Cardi B as a reference to Lifetime documentary Surviving R. Kelly, which chronicled decades of singer Robert Kelly's alleged sexual misconduct. Some on social media called for Cardi to be canceled, a slang term used for someone who has fallen out of favor, while others say she should go to jail. Cardi did not immediately return a request for a comment from NBC News. Basically, she posted. All right, let me read this to you. This is major T. I'm just going to read the whole darn thing. If you don't care, skip to like 2 minutes from now because I'm a really slow reader. So I'm seeing on social media that a live I did 3 years ago has popped back up. A live where I talked about things I had to do in my past, right or wrong, that I felt I needed to make a living. I never claimed to be perfect or come from a perfect world with a perfect past. I always speak my truth and always own my shiz. I'm a part of a hip-hop culture where you can talk about where you come from, talk about wrong things you had to do to get you there. There are rappers that glorify murder, violence, drugs, and robbing. She needs some commas in there. I'm sorry, I can just be her editor. Crimes they feel they had to do to survive. I never glorified the things I brought up in that live. I never even put those things in my music because I'm not proud of it and I feel a responsibility not to glorify it. I made the choices that I did at a time because I had very limited options. I was blessed to have to have been able to rise from that, but so many women have not. Whether or not they were poor choices at the time, I did what I had to do to survive. The men I spoke about in my life were men that I dated, that I was involved with, men that were conscious, willing, and aware. I have a post that I can't change. We all do. A past that she can't change. Well, that's some tea. Anyway, so that's interesting. Okay, and this says, this just dumbfounds me. Exploring new slang term. New slang term? What is juuling? 2 years old, that's what it is. Oh my gosh. If you don't know what juuling is, it's like another form of like an e-cigarette, I guess. I don't know. People are crazy. Anyway, I was watching Legally Blonde today, so I wasn't feeling all that great. So I watched Legally Blonde, and then I was downstairs with my dad, and we were watching Legally Blonde 2, and I have no idea where I was going with this, but I just thought that I would share with you. It's a good show. If you've never seen it, you should go watch it. I watched it once at a birthday party when I was like 10. Only the first one, though. And then after that, but I like fell asleep right in the middle of it or something like that. I only remember a little bit of it, but it really is a good show, and you should go watch both of them. They're both on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, well, you should get it. It's a good investment. It's only $10 a month, I think, so you should do it. So this week, we're just going to go ahead and hop on in to the topic of the week. I'm super excited about it, actually. So this week's topic of the week, if you've seen a little bit, if you follow my social media page for the podcast on Instagram, Girl Boss Podcast, it's got like a pink little icon as a profile picture. You should go follow it if you don't. But this week's topic is on self-care. And I know that especially for Christians, this can be a really touchy subject because, hold on, I need to take a drink. Okay, sorry. Because they think of it as like, okay, I should say we think of it, because I call myself a Christian. I am a Christian. So we think of it as, I'm not going to put myself in with this group because I'm still kind of trying to figure this whole thing out. But I will say that a lot of Christians think that self-care needs to be completely focused and wrapped around and tied into your relationship with Christ. Now, I do not completely disagree with that, and I do not completely agree with that, and I will explain myself. So, sometimes I think that, okay, you have to do things to care for yourself. Like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and talk about forms of self-care. So, my favorite form of self-care that is free to me, and I really enjoy, really calms me down, and, you know, whatever, it's a bath. I just love baths. You can put Epsom salt and essential oils, or a bath bomb, or bubble bath, or leave it plain, you know, whatever. I just love taking baths. It's just like a real nice hot bath. It's so good after like a long, busy day. I love that. Also, I do self-care Tuesdays. All of those include going to get my hair trimmed, going to get a wash and style, going to get a pedicure and or a manicure or back massage, or asking my mom to give me a hand massage, or giving myself a foot massage, even down to shaving my legs. But every Tuesday, I do something that is self-care Tuesday. So yesterday's, what did I do yesterday? Goodness, I did something. Oh, yeah, I did my ginger shot. And, like, that was something that I did to care for myself and to care for my body. And I even did a self-care Monday. I went and got my nails redone. But I would say I do, like, 3 to 4 self-care things a week. And I take a bath about every single day. So, you know, that's just typical for me. But those are just, like, some of my fave forms of self-care. I know a lot of people really enjoy working out. I find the working out part is torture. Absolute just torture, like warfare. Like, I hate it. But when you're done, that's the self-care. Like, that's the part that I enjoy. Like, before you've showered, like when you're all sweaty and hot, but then you like walk outside, excuse me, and it's cold and you just feel so good and so worked out and refreshed. That happened to me this morning when I went to spin. It was great. That's a form of self-care, working out. For some people, that is their form of self-care. That's what they love to do. And so I would just say it's something that you love to do that makes you feel good, and it is a way that you can care for your body. Now, making your self-care God-honoring. So if your self-care is going to the club or something like that, like probably not very God-honoring act of self-care, but something I like to do, like when I take my baths, is just like put my worship playlist on or something like that. Like, that's something that I really enjoy doing, and it just like calms me down and like quiets me and like, you know, like calms my soul, you know what I'm saying, and just like really relaxes me. And that's like involving my relationship in self-care. And so I would say that is necessary. You do have to do that. But like, when you're working out, you don't have to be praying through the whole thing. Like, your self-care doesn't have to. I know a lot of people say that like self-care is absolutely insane, and I need to pull up this article. I believe this is the one. It's desiringgod.org, and it says the self-care movement strives to address the stresses of everyday life with some simple practical habits. Clinically, self-care has to do with anything someone might do for the sake of their own physical or mental health, including, for instance, eating well, exercising, or sleeping 8 hours a night. Functionally, today, the articles seem to focus more on stress management, even target women in the workplace, often with major responsibilities at home and work. Self-care strategies attempt to apply structure and discipline to me time, recentering our world around ourselves. And looking for hope, healing, and stability from some hidden place deep within ourselves, which I do not agree with that. I do not think that taking time for yourself is selfish and self-centered. I do not think that. I think that taking me time and taking time for yourself, as long as you are enjoying it and it is providing care and love to your temple, to your body, to your temple, that is perfectly fine. I think that you time and taking time for yourself and doing things kindly for yourself is not self-centered. So I do not agree with this article fully. The list of strategies will vary from website to website, but they will often be some combination of the following steps. In this case, developed by the faculty at the University of Buffalo. Start eating healthier. Work out regularly. Reduce stress. Prioritize and schedule your time better. Relax. Practice mindfulness. Be good to yourself. Okay, how do you reduce stress? For instance, stress about a struggling marriage or about consistent interpersonal conflict at work or about years of chronic pain or illness or about habitual demoralizing personal center weaknesses. Here are a few suggestions from one PhD in philosophy. Blow bubbles. Plant a flower. Hum a tune. Feed birds and squirrels. Walk a labyrinth. I have no idea if I said that wrong. Listen to a cat purring. It's all diversion. Every item on the list of 75 plus articles is simply meant to get your mind off of the stressor. Okay. Yes, I would agree with that. But this says, it's the licensed healthcare equivalent of turning up Taylor Swift so loud you can't possibly think about anything else. Just shake it off. It's meditation by distraction, not redemption. Okay. I would agree with that. So as long as you are using your self-care to grow your relationship and attend to your temple, there's nothing wrong with taking time for yourself. You've heard it here, folks. I will be a happy medium for you. I don't think that self-care is ridiculous. I don't think it's insane. I don't think it's hokey. I think it's amazing. I think it's something that needs to be practiced more often. I think it is extremely, extremely, extremely important for someone. And if you aren't practicing self-care and you aren't allowing yourself to rest, your body will burn out. Your mind will burn out. You as a whole, you're just going to burn out. And so if you aren't practicing self-care, if you aren't attending to your temple, you're going to burn out. I'm looking for... Sorry. I did not mean to whistle in your ear. I'm looking for... Yeah, okay. So, a lot of people say that self-love is like a hoax. Like, which the definition of hoax is a humorous or malicious deception. I do not think so. Also, there's a extremely fine line between self-love and self-care. Self-care is caring for your temple. Self-love is, I think, more on the side of being in love or falling in love with yourself. And I don't think you can fully fall in love with yourself until you fall in love with your creator, which is God, obviously. So I would say that's where that comes from. But I do not think it's a hoax. I don't. I think it's a beautiful thing that needs to be practiced more often. Makes me sad. Because I think now Christians think that they cannot practice self-care. They cannot attend to themselves because of all this. Anyway, going back to what I've had written on my outline, so I would say a big part of self-care and a big part of caring for yourself and filling yourself up and making yourself happy is God time and spending time with God. So not only do you need that you time where you get a pedicure and whatever, but you also need God time every day. You don't forget to take a shower or forget to eat lunch or forget to brush your teeth. You can't forget your God time. You know, there's a quote that like every single basic person in the entire world posts, and it's like, God didn't forget to wake you up this morning, so don't forget to pray. Like, you know, but if you don't have time to sit and read your devotional or to pray and listen to worship music in the car, you need to reevaluate your priorities, because that's just something to tell you. Like, if you don't have time, you need to take 30 minutes of sleep away because God will provide you with the energy if you give him your time. You know, one of my favorite songs, How He Loves by, I believe, David Crowder, it says he's jealous for you. He wants your time. You know, the time you spend getting coffee with your friend or whatever, or that extra hour at work that you're spending just because you have to get this one project done. Like, he's jealous for that time. He wants it. He wants that time. And so you need to give it to him because you need to care for yourself in that way and allow yourself to grow in a relationship with him. And I think that that's super important. So that's just kind of all I have to say. I'm not extremely educated on the self-care, you know, the Christian, non-Christian side of all of that, but I would say it is okay to care for yourself. It is okay to do things kindly for yourself, and but it's not okay to neglect your relationship with the Lord and let your quote-unquote self-care things get in the way of that relationship. So don't forget about it. Don't forget about that relationship, because he's waiting on you. So that's kind of all I have to say today. Like I said, this is just going to be a shorter segment. I might start doing a little bit shorter segments just because I don't think many people like drive like 45 minutes to work every day, like besides like my mom, because we live in the middle of nowhere. But so I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and I would like to let y'all know, next week there will not be an episode, just due to the fact that I will be out of the country and just there'll be a lot going on, and I do not know what the circumstances will be like. But if you follow me, follow along with me on YouTube, and you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, which is also just Lily Wallace, I post videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I'm super passionate about YouTube, and that's kind of where I grew my entrepreneurship from, and just like that's like my main platform, I'd say. And I just hit 100 subscribers, which is like super cool for me, because I really just started like a few months ago, like not that long. So I just think it's really cool that I hit 100. Like, I'm just really proud of that. And so you can head over there and just follow along with my Guatemala journey. I'll be posting video as soon as I get home, which will be next Sunday on the 7th of April. But also, if you guys could follow me on Instagram if you're interested in seeing all of the Guatemala events taking place and how our team is doing and how things are going, you can follow me on Instagram. It's just at Lily Wallace, and I would love for y'all to see that. So just keep in mind that there will not be an episode next week. I'm super sorry about that, but I promise I'll be back to talk about my trip as soon as I get home. I am probably also going to have a special guest. I know that the Thursday that I'm back home, which will be April the 11th, I actually fly out for another trip that I'll be gone on for a few weeks, almost a month. So just like a series of trips kind of. So that'll be a busy day, but I will still make sure that I get to talk to you guys. If I do get an opportunity to talk to you guys when I'm in Guatemala, I will definitely take it and get something up for you guys, even if it is just like 5 minutes long. Just me and my best friend Kaylee talking about how this trip is going and our experience and how God's working and everything like that. So thanks for listening, and I will see you guys later in another episode of Girl Boss Podcast on April 11th. Bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.